Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to learn and practice the important vowel R. R, as in the words sir and early. I recommend that you listen to podcast number 66 before using this one. Podcast number 66 explains how to pronounce R in full detail. The focus of today's lesson is learning how to recognize R by its spelling. We're going to learn the most common spelling patterns of R and the exceptions. We're also going to practice these spelling patterns in some key words and phrases. So let's begin by discussing why it's important to learn the spelling patterns of the vowels in English. In your native language, the way a word is written is almost always the way it's pronounced. Unfortunately, this isn't the case in English. There are five vowel letters, A, E, I, O, and U, but there are 15 vowel sounds. One of the most challenging aspects of English pronunciation is that one vowel sound can have a few different spellings. So it's important to learn the most common spelling patterns of a vowel, as well as the exceptions. Learning these spelling patterns will make your pronunciation much more accurate and will make it easier to determine the pronunciation of a word when you're reading. So let's start by looking at the most common spelling patterns of the vowel sound R. The first spelling pattern of R is E-R. Please listen and repeat the following words containing R spelled E-R. Her. Were. Person. Serve. The next spelling pattern of R is U-R. Please listen and repeat the following words containing R spelled U-R. Fur. Turn. Church. Urban. The next spelling pattern is R spelled I-R. Please listen and repeat the following words containing R spelled I-R. Sir. Bird. First. Girl. Now we're going to learn some exceptional spellings of R, some stranger spellings of R. Just looking at these words, you might not think that they were pronounced R. So it's important to learn them. The first exceptional spelling pattern of R is R spelled O-R. Please listen and repeat the following words containing R spelled O-R. Work. Worse. Attorney. World. The next exceptional spelling pattern of R is E-A-R. E-A-R, pronounced R. Please listen and repeat the following words containing E-A-R, pronounced R. Heard. Learn. Early. search. Finally, let's look at a couple of words that have the er sound, but are spelled in a very strange way. Journal. J-O-U-R-N-A-L. Journal. Please repeat. Journal. Next, journey. J-O-U-R-N-E-Y. Please repeat. Journey. And last but not least, one of the most strangely spelled words in English, iron. I-R-O-N. Iron. Let's break it down into two syllables. I yearn. I yearn. Now let's blend those two syllables together. Iron. English is a mix of various languages, and this resulted in some of the strange spelling patterns that we learned today. One of the best ways to memorize these spelling patterns is to use them in sentences. Please listen and repeat the following American expressions containing exceptional spelling patterns of er. I tried to iron out the problem. Success is a journey, not a destination. Mastering the er sound takes time and practice, but the key to mastering this sound is slow, repetitive practice on a daily basis. You have to repeat and repeat until you develop what's known as muscle memory. Muscle memory is the ability to do something automatically without thinking. Accent reduction is a lot like physical activities such as sports, dancing, or playing an instrument. You have to first do it slowly and correctly in order to do it quickly and correctly. In other words, you need training. It's important to have the right training tools for better pronunciation. If you want more training exercises and are interested in learning all the sounds of English, I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.